Call on the priest, the sun. I had no idea that day as I sat in stunned silence, as death entered the room, that it would be me who uttered the words, "Has anyone called the priest?" Not that I can remember the last time I went to Mass. Does anyone go to Mass these days? Isn't that the Catholic way now for many? The church is dead. Maybe it was Uncle Paddy's funeral, or was it Rose's wedding? I can't remember. I don't know why I stopped going. Life just got busy. And as I look at my mother's sweet face now, she looks so at peace. And I see her sitting in the kitchen, the old kettle on the range. "That doesn't taste the same out of an electric kettle," she would say, and I would laugh. "Boiled water is boiled water, Ma," I would reply, and she would move to give me a scud with the tea towel, laughing at me, her youngest, the child, some child at 56 years. Her rosary beads never far from her hand. I see her, I hear her, praying in a slow and steady rhythm, always pausing at 6 p.m. for the Angelus. Faith. Yes, she had such faith. I wish I had her faith. It might have made the dark days a bit easier to bear. She never missed Mass right up until the end, when the pain became too much and her muscles became weak. Oh, cancer took its time to take her, and her heart was strong. Why was her heart so strong? And she would say, "The joy of the Lord is my strength," and I just don't understand that. And more of the family drew near in the final months so that she wouldn't be alone, fitting work around carefully organized schedules so that warring siblings wouldn't clash. That broke her heart. She got us individually, but she yearned for us collectively. I know we broke her strong heart. And I accept the tears that now fill my eyes. Yet she would say, "I am never on my own." Faith, such faith. And she would wait patiently for the knock on the door for the first Friday sick calls. "Is that the priest?" she would whisper with a smile or a frown, depending on who it was. And she always made sure she had the nicest apple tart bought in to go with the tea that she could no longer enjoy. And I watched this routine and I saw the peace it gave her. And when it was my turn to sit with her, I could hear the gentle ripples of laughter coming up the hall. How could she laugh when she knew she was dying? And this became the pattern of her dying, as I forgot she was still living. And now death has finally come, and I find myself asking, "Has anyone called a priest?" That's what we do now, isn't it? That's what happens next, isn't it? I don't know how this works. Ma would know. She would know. And I find myself thinking of the priest, and I don't know why, but I imagine him like a cuckoo in a clock, waiting on the call that releases him into the carefully choreographed customs that will happen over the next few days. My Ma is dead. My Ma is dead.